Okay, so good morning. Today's daf is daf 21, daf kap aleph. We left off on kap amud bet 20b towards the bottom of the page, about 15 lines on the bottom of the page at Itmar, second to last word on the line on 20b, kap amud bet. First word on the line is ba, second to last word, Itmar. So we learn the following. Rav Kahana Amar Rabbi Yochanan, he said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Einot tzarich la'alot lo sachar. You don't have to, again, what we were talking about yesterday was if someone is staying in someone's property and doesn't have his consent. Now the person is benefiting from him, but the guy is not losing out because he wouldn't have rented that area regardless. So the question is, does he have to pay him or not? So he says, "Tarich al-Sakhar, you do have to pay him." Amar Bafar Bafar says, "Had Rabbi Abahu, that which Rabbi Abahu said." So he says, "That which Rabbi Abahu said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, you have to give him the money." La beferush itmar, elam iklala itmar. It wasn't explicitly. He didn't learn it explicitly. Rather, he learned it from a general rule. Ditnan, as the Mishnah says, the Mishnah, and we've seen this in Masachet Chagiga, as Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, Natal even o korah shel hekdesh. If someone took a stone or a beam that was hekdesh, harizei lo ma'al. That's not considered doing meila. Meila is when a person benefits from hekdesh. That's not meila. Nitana lechavero. Once he gave it to his friend, hu ma'al chavero lo ma'al. He did meila, but his friend did not do meila. If he built this beam into his house, it's not considered meila until he lives in that house the worth of a pruta. Shmuel says, that's only if he places the beam on the skylight. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Abahu was sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan and saying this in the name of Shmuel. He said, Zot omeret. Hadar v'chatzar chavero shlo midato tzerech la'alot lo sachar. He said to Shmuel that if someone, from here we can learn that if someone lived in the property of his friend without his consent, you have to pay him for it. Right, how do we see that? Rashi says, midikatani dechidar tachleya chayav afagav shlo midat hekdesh avas. In this case, we said that once he lives under that house that was hekdesh, even shaveh pruta, he has to pay. He's liable, rather. He has to do me'ilah. That's considered a liability of Me'ilah. So to over here, once he lives in that person's home, he has to pay him. So the Gemara says, Ushatikle. He didn't respond to him. Yu savar midashatik modele. So Rabbi Abahu was saying this in the name of Shemuel to Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan stayed silent. He thought that from the fact that he's staying silent, it must be that he's agreeing with me. Velohi, but that's not the case. Rabbi Yochanan was not agreeing. Ashguche lo ashgach, but he wasn't even listening to him. Kederabah, the following opinion of Rabbah, the Amar Rabbah says, Hekdesh shelo midat, kehediot midat dame. That Hekdesh, without consent, is like a regular non-Hekdesh item with consent. Meaning, it's different, because Hekdesh, the way Rashi explains it, is Hekdesh is still has data shechina, you still have the consent, you have the knowledge of the shechina, and therefore it's like a hediot, with consent. So therefore it's a different case altogether, and he disagrees with this. So this is what Rabbi Yochanan would respond to Rabbi Abahu. Flipping the Amud. Shalach le Rabbi Abba bar Zavda le Mari bar Mar. He sent a question. Ba minei Rav Huna. Can you ask this question from Rav Huna? Hadar v'chatzar chavero shelo midato. Somebody lives in the courtyard of his friend without his consent. Tzarich la'alot lo sachar o lo. Does he have to pay him for it or not? Adahachi nach nafshei de Rav Huna. In the meantime, when he wanted to ask this question, Rav Huna passed away. Amale Rabba bar Rav Huna, so Rav Huna's son Rabba, he said the following: Hachi Amar Abba Mari Mishmei de Rav. This is what Abba, my father, said in the name of my master. Said in the name of Rav, he said, "Einot tzarich la'alot lo sachar. He does not have to pay him for it." V'asocher bayit mireuven ma'ale sachar l'Shimon. If someone rents a house from Reuven, he has to pay Shimon. Well, what is this case? Oh, you have to pay Shimon. So the Gemara says, Shimon, my avite. Why do you have to pay Shimon? So, hachi kamar, this is what he meant to say. Nimsa habayit shel Shimon. If the house belonged to Shimon, ma'ale lo sachar, then you would pay Shimon, even if you're renting it from Reuven. So, because the house belongs to Shimon. So the Gemara says, Tarte, what is it coming to teach us? It's just coming to teach us the same din twice. Why does it need to teach us this two times? Right, Rashi says, "Lomar tarte milei kamar de satre adad." You're saying two things that contradict each other. Dahe de sachar b'ayid Shimon, beit Shimon meruven, havelei dar bechatzar Shimon shalom idad Shimon. The kamar tzarich la'alot lo sachar. Reisha kamar in tzarich. Okay, hold on. Rashi explaining over here. You're saying if you rent the house from that belong to Shimon, you have to pay the sachar. But we just said you don't have to pay the sachar. So which one is it? So the Gemara says, no, the answer would be, had the kaima la agra, had the lo kaima la agra. The second case that we said you have to pay the sachar is referring to, it is a home that he is looking to rent out to receive money for. So therefore, if you stay in that home, you have to pay him. Whereas the first case is talking about a case of, they were not going to rent out that home. The guy went and just stayed in someone's house without his consent, but he wasn't going to take money from anyone or rent out that house. So therefore, you don't have to pay. Itmar Nami, we learned also the following. Amar Bichia bar Avin Amar Rav, Va'amri la Samse Amar Bichia bar Avin Amar Ravuna, Hadar v'chatzar chavero shelo midato, eino tzerech la'alo l'sachar. If somebody lives in his friend's courtyard without his consent, he does not have to pay him. V'asachar bayin min b'nei ha'ir ma'aleh sechar le'ba'alim. If somebody rented a house from the people of the city, he has to pay the owners. The Gemara says, Ba'alim, maya vitayu. What owners? What did they do? You're taking a house from the city. Why are you paying the owners? So the Gemara says, Hachikam, this is what he meant to say. Nimseulo be'alim ma'alin la'in sachar. If there were owners to these homes that he's renting, then you would have to pay them the payment for this house. So the Gemara asks again, Tarte, you're saying two contradictory things. First, you're saying that you don't pay sachar. Now you're saying you do pay sachar if you stay in someone's home. So the Gemara says, Had the kaim la agra, had the kaim la agra. Again, the same answer. The second case was talking about that it's up for payment, that the guy's trying to rent it. It's the first case, he was not trying to rent it. So that's why, in the second case, you would have to pay, in the first case, you would not have to pay. Amarav Sechora, Amarav Huna, Amarav says in the name of Rav. Hadar v'chatzar chavero shelo midato, if somebody lives in his friend's courtyard without his consent, ein tzarech la'alo l'sachar, you do not have to pay him for it. Mishum shenemar, as the Pasuk says, in Yeshaya, it says, Ushiya, yukat sha'ar, that the desolation will destroy the gates. Shiya is also known as one of these like demons that would go and live in people's houses. Rashi says, Shed sheshemo Shiya, it's a demon that's name was Shiya. So Amar Mor Baravashi, Lediti Chazeli Menagach Ki Torah, he says, I've seen this demon, and it gores people like an ox. It gores like an ox. Rabbi Yosef Amar, Rabbi Yosef says, no, Beta Miyadva Yativ, no. It goes and it settles in people's homes. So what's the difference between these two opinions? So my benayu. So ike benayu, the difference would be they come mishtamesh bei betzivei vetivna. Let's say you're using the house for wood and straw. That's what you're storing in the house. So if you're saying that it's going and goring, right? Rashi explains shayu ala etzav vetivno betocho v'ze alach v'darbo. This guy went and lived in that home. So mishum sheiya leka. There's no problem with sheiya. Because they're using the house. Whereas, there's no problem with the demon. But mishum beita miyatva ika. But because of someone living in the home, there is. Dein ze yishuv. Veze shedarbo yafeh asa ve'enahu. So, meaning the difference would be, this person is living in it, is actually benefiting from it, and he's living in that house. So the difference would be, if the person went in to live in that house, and it was a house that was set for storage, versus a house that was, that the demon would come into, that would be the difference in a case of a house being set for storage for wood and straw. Ahu gabra debana apadna de akilkalta de yatmei. There was a person who built a mansion by the property or the entrance of the by the garbage dump of the of orphans. Agbe Rav Nachman apadna minei. Rav Nachman came and took the mansion away from him. So lema kasavar Rav Nachman. Let's say Rav Nachman holds hadar v'chatzar chaveros shelo midato tzarech la'alo l'sachar. If somebody lives in the courtyard of his friend without his consent, let's say he holds it, you have to pay him for it. Because over here he's saying, I'm taking away his mansion because you have to pay the orphans. So the Gemara says, "Ahumi ikara karmanai havu no havu dairebe." There originally in this place of the orphans, there was a karmanais used to live here. Ve'yahavele liatmei davar muat, and they used to pay for the rent. They used to pay the orphans a small amount. Amar le zil paisinu liatmei. So what did he tell him? He told this person. He said, "Go and pay them to the orphans because now you're taking away from these people who were paying the orphans." So velo ashkach, and he didn't listen. So agbe Rav Nachman apadnamine. So what Rav Nachman did was he came and he took away his mansion. He says, you're not going to pay them a small amount, I'm going to take your mansion away. Ketzad mishalemen mashane aneta. How do you pay what you benefited? Vechule. And then it says, later on in the Mishnah, we said that if it's sidei rechavav, it's the sides of the square, the public domain, the sides of the square, mishalemen mashayzika, you would pay what you damaged. So what is that referring to? Amar Rav uvemachazeret. We're talking about a case of machazeret. What is machazeret? Machazeret basically means the animal turned its head And when it turned its head, it ate, let's say, from the sides of the Rishut HaRabim. Ushmuel Amar, Afil Machzer Nami Patur. Ushmuel says, no, even if he turns his head and ate, he's still exempt. So the Gemara says, V'li Shmuel, Hechem Ashkachet La Demechayev. Okay, how do you find, according to Shmuel, that you'd be liable? So he says, Kegon, Deshevakta Lerechava V'azla V'kamavit Zidei Rechava. He left the square, the public domain, and he came and he went to the sides of the public domain, where it's not the public domain anymore. So the Gemara says, "V'ikad emani lehash matah be'apei nafsho." Some explain this separately. Machazeret. Some say if he turns his head, Rav Amar chayevet. Ushmuel Amar petua. Rav says the person would be liable. Shmuel says he'd be exempt. So the Gemara says, "V'lishmuel mishalemet mashi izika hechi mashkach adam mechayva." According to Shmuel, that you have to pay what you damaged. Where do we find a case you'd be liable? If he left the public square and he went to the side streets of the public square, and he damaged there, that's where he'd have to be liable. Meitiv Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, he has a contradiction. We said if you went to the entrance of the store, you have to pay what you benefited. What's the deen? What's the case here? So the Gemara says, Pshita Machazer, they must be talking about a case of the animal turning its head and eating from the sides of the Rishut HaRabim. So he says, V'kamar, what do we say? Masha Nehenneta, what you benefited. Meaning, Masha Nehenneta in, only what you benefited, Masha Zikalo. But you don't have to pay what you damaged. Oh, so what do you see over here? That you don't pay what you damaged over here. So how do you explain this? So Rashi says, if you look at Rashi, Pshita Machazer, the Kapetach, so we only find the case over here of the animal turning its head that you'd be liable. So how do you find by Shmuel that you find a way that you'd be liable without the animal being turning its head? So the Gemara explains, it must be, he asked the question, he's going to answer the question, no, the store is standing at the corner. If you look at Rashi, Rashi has a beautiful picture over here that shows what it looks like. There's a big mavoi, and then there's a small alleyway, and within that small alleyway in the corner over here, the corner of the mavoi gadol into the mavoi katan, there's a store. So he's not even turning its head, he's just walking to the small alleyway, and when he walks there, the animal bumps into that small alleyway and causes damage. That enough would be to make the animal liable, that the owner would be liable, but that's not turning the head. Some say that everyone agrees that by turning of the head, everyone agrees you'd be liable. The disagreement is, if let's say this person owns this property, he builds his house, and then all of this reshut, all this land that he has, his extra land until the Rishut HaRabim, he makes that land ownerless. He makes it hefker. So we're talking about that type of case where he makes that piece of land up to the Rishut HaRabim ownerless. So the Gemara's question is, V'achi Itmar, this was what was taught. Amar Rav, lo shanu ele machazer. What we taught was only machazer that you'd be liable, turning the head. Aval makzeh makom reshuto reshut HaRabim petura. But if he set out this land that was in front of his house up to the Rishut HaRabim to be ownerless, then in that case, if there's damage happening there, he would be exempt. Rashi says, shekanas letoch shelo v'ana v'hineach mekarkaol reshut HaRabim, v'shadach sham perog, v'shadach sham behema derech hilucha v'achaltan. The animal came into that field that he made ownerless and ate from those fruits that he placed there. So that maybe that's what it's referring to. So Rav would say you'd be exempt. Shmuel would say, Shmuel amar afilu makzeh makom reshuto reshut HaRabim chayevin. Even if you make this land going up to the public domain hefker ownerless, you would still be, if some damage happened, you should be liable. So the Gemara says, Lema bebor b'reshuto kamifidi. Let's say the machloket is by a pit in his reshut. That's what the machloket is. Rav damar patur kasavar bor b'reshuto chayav. Rav that says over here you would be exempt by the case of this land, he would say that a pit in your reshut, if there was damage that happened, you'd be liable. Shmuel that says you're liable over here, kasavar bor b'shuto patur, he would say that a pit in your domain, that someone was damaged, you would be exempt. So let's say that is the machloket. Rashi says, Rav Shmuel b'chofer bor b'shuto v'yifkir b'shuto, let's say he made his land ownerless, lo yifkir boro, but he didn't make the pit ownerless. That's the machloket. So the way Rashi explains it, the Rav Savar Chayav, Rav holds you'd be liable over here. Mishumachi peturah hach behema. That's why the animal is exempt. Is this shatach sham perotav havalekem obor? Person who placed out his fruits in the field, it's like a pit. Sheim huchleka bahin behema chayav. If an animal came and slipped on and got damaged, you'd be liable because you made your field ownerless. So maybe that's why Rav would say, by the case of a pit, you'd be liable. He shouldn't have done that. And then Rashi says, anyone who caused damage in the Rishut Arabim are liable to pay. So therefore, that's why he would say you'd be liable by the pit, which and you'd be exempt in our case over here. Whereas Shmuel would be the other way around. Right? The next Rashi says, Shmuel says that you're patur. The animal that ate the fruits would be liable. Because he did it with Rishut. This is not the Rishut Arabim. So therefore, Shmuel would say you'd be liable in this case because you'd be exempt in the case of the boar. So let's say that's the machloket. So the Gemara says, Amar lach Rav, Rav would tell you, Le'olam emala, flipping the amun. No, really, I'll tell you, Be'alma, boar b'rishuto patur. Really, a boar in his Rishut, he would be exempt even. Right, Rashi says, the Lo'cheiva Torah, Ela al boar b'rishut harabim. The Torah only made you liable on a pit in the public domain, not in your own domain. So he says, V'shane hacham, why is over here different? Because over here, the Amar lav kol keminach de mekarav lehu leperach lerushut harabim v'chayivad lehu letorai. He says, the guy whose animal came and, ate the fruits, he tells the owner, he says, hey, you made this land up until the Rishut Arabim, you made it ownerless. You can't go so far to come and say that these fruits that you placed so close to the Rishut Arabim that my animal came and ate from, that I have to pay my animal to be liable for. You can't do that. You made it ownerless. That's your fault. This is what Rav would say. Shmuel would say, no. Be'alma, bor b'shudo chayav. In general, a pit in his Rishut, you'd be liable. The bishlama, bor ikalamemar lava date, because a pit, the person whose animal fell into the pit can come and say, I didn't see a pit over there, so you're liable, he tells him. But ela perot mi ikal meimar lava date, but by fruit, can you possibly say, I didn't see the fruit? It's right there. Achazilu, you see the fruit sitting there. He walks and he goes and he gets damaged, he gets hurt. You can't come and say he didn't see the fruit. The fruit is very clearly sitting out there. So the Gemara says, "Lema machazer tenai." Let's say that the case of machazer, of turning of the head and eating the animal caused damage. Let's say that is a machloket tenai. The Tanya, as the Braita says, "Achla mitoch rechava." If he ate from within the square, "Mishalem in mashen eneta." We said you pay what you benefited. "Mitzideh rechava," from the sides of the square, "Mishalem in mashen yizika." You pay what you damaged. Divrei Rabbi Meir. Those are the words of Rabbi Meir. There's a different version over here. It says Rabbi Yuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Elazar says Omrim. No, his way is not to eat, rather it's to walk. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yossi, Hainu Tanakama. Rabbi Yossi and Tanakama sound like they're saying the same, meaning Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir sound like they're saying pretty much the same thing. So what's the difference between them? Rashi says, maybe Rabbi Yossi is talking about the sides of the square. It's not its normal way to eat, rather to walk. The one who eats from that field would be liable. It's the same thing as Tanakama is saying, that you'd be liable. So what's the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi here? So the Gemara says, the difference between them would be the turning of the head. If let's say an animal turned its head and ate from the sides of the Rishut Arabim, so therefore, Tanakama would hold, even the turning of the head case of the animal, you'd only pay what he benefited. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you would pay what you damaged. So the Gemara says, maybe that's the machloket. The Gemara says, no, that's not the machloket. The kulei alma machazeret ikarav ikishmuel. No, everyone agrees machazeret, we either go like Rav or we go like Shmuel. V'hachan, over here the machloket is, v'bi'er b'sdeh acher, kamifligi. The machloket is on the pasuk, b'er b'sdeh acher. He goes out and damages someone else's field. Right? She says, more savar will be every day acher. What does it mean to be every day acher? Velo b'rishut arabim, and not in the public domain. So this is what Tanakama would say, that it's talking about, Rabbi Meir would say, it's talking about not in the Rishut Arabim. That's why he says that if he caused damage in the case that we were talking about, we said in the case of machazeret, he would only pay what he benefited, not what he damaged. Whereas more savar, more, and the second opinion, Rabbi Yossi says, will be every day acher velo b'rishut amazik. No, not in the reshut of the mazik, of the one that damaged. But if it was in the reshut of the nizak, then you would pay the damage. And that would be, maybe that is the machloket between these two opinions. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Rabbi Yossi would say you'd be liable even in the rechava, even in the square. So maybe that's the difference between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir would say not in the square because it's a reshut arabim. Rabbi Yossi would say yes in the square because it's not the reshut of the mazik. So the Gemara says, reshut ha-mazik, the jurisdiction of the mazik, of the one that damaged, Lema parich perach birshutik my bae. The guy can come and say, what are your fruit doing in my jurisdiction, in my property? Meaning, how can you come and say that you're coming to exclude the reshut of the mazik? That's a very pashut, simple thing. You wouldn't even need a pasuk to explain that. How can I come and say, if I come and put my fruit in this person's field, and I get damaged from it, and my animal gets damaged, how can I come and say, oh, it's your fault? He says, what are you doing with your fruit in my field? The guy can come and say. So why do we need a pasuk for this? So the Gemara explains, Ella, it must be Ella, the Ilfa of Rabbi Yoshaya Ikabina. The difference is that between them is the machloket between Ilfa and Rabbi Yoshaya. What was that machloket that we had this earlier? That if we had an animal who stuck out its neck on top of another animal and ate from it, we said you'd be liable. That's what Ilfa said. Rabbi Yoshaya said it was talking about a case of the animal that jumped and ate from the kupa, in that case you'd be liable. So what's the difference between them? So look at the Rasta Rashi here. Ika benan, the difference between them would be, Rabbi Meir Savar, Rabbi Meir says, Mitocha rechava leolam patur. In the square, in the public domain, you're always exempt. Ela lafi mashane neta, unless you're paying what you benefited. Va'afilu b'di ilfa v'Rabbi Yoshaya, and even according to ilfa v'Rabbi Yoshaya. Va'ata Rabbi Yossi l'meimer, Rabbi Yossi comes and says, In darkan lifshot savara al chavirta, ve'in darkan lifkfots v'derech v'la'echol el'alech. It's not usual for an animal to eat over another animal, or to jump and eat. Rather, it's just to walk. Ve'it le de ilfa Rabbi Yoshaya. And Rabbi Yossi would hold of the opinions of ilfa, Rabbi Yoshaya, in this machloket. And therefore, that would be the difference between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. And that's how we would explain this Gemara. We'll stop there for today. We'll do a 1-minute recap.